Hello. Overslept with Chris Laker. It is 12:14 p.m. Oh no. How'd that happen? Hey, FOMO. FOMO's climbing over me. Alright. So here we are. What's the 12? Yeah, it's noon. Did I say thanks to Pietro yesterday? Pietro left a review on my album, which is reviewless, except for that review. Because there used to be a bunch of reviews, but the label changed its name or something, and kind of that they changed it in iTunes, and for some reason that erased it, all the reviews. So now it's just Pietro. And you, if you can do that for a minute. Not to open up the show with advertisements for me or for our sponsors like ZipRecruiter. Are you a HR manager and need to hire people for a company? Then go to ZipRecruiter. I don't know. They advertise on a lot of podcasts, and I'm always confused by it. I think I've talked about it before. Or stamps.com. You know how you're always buying stamps? You know, like every day you have to like buy stamps and stuff? Now go to stamps.com. Order them on the internet. They'll send you a scale. You know how you always want to post a scale in your house because you just can't stop mailing things? Go to stamps.com. Put in the order code Chris Laker, and you will receive a special offer. They won't give you anything. Maybe if a bunch of people will do it, they'll advertise. And I'll be on stamps. I'll have stamps.com. I don't understand. I understand for some people, if you have like an eBay business or some shit, but it's just, I hear a lot of stamps.com ads. I'm like, I'll never need stamps.com in my life. If I advertise it, I won't even advertise to them because I'm against postage. I take a hard stance against it. I mean, let's get over that shit. Why are we mailing anything? Doesn't make any sense. Like any paper, just send it, email it. You know, I don't want mail. I hate it. So I won't advertise with stamps.com. And I don't like jobs, so I won't. ZipRecruiter, no thank you. You can't advertise on my show either. Casper Mattress. All right. If they give me a mattress and I can test it. But I'm not going to just blindly get behind a mattress. I can tell you this IKEA mattress, it's a good mattress. That's the one that I sleep on every night. If IKEA Mattress wants to advertise, I would do that. Why you got to go and order a Casper Mattress over the internet? Go to IKEA and get one. Everybody loves going to IKEA. You know, you walk around, you see all the, you can see everything. You can touch it before it comes to your house. You can see it. You can listen to some Imagine Dragons. They play a lot of Imagine Dragons in there. You can go get some food. They got like a nice cafeteria. They got this magic coffee machine that'll make any kind of cappuccino or coffee or whatever. And it's like free. It's like really cheap. And if you buy furniture, they just deduct that cafeteria. So it's like free if you're buying a mattress. You could take your whole family to eat at IKEA. You know what Casper Mattress does? Nothing. They send you a box with a mattress in it, and somehow it's compacted down really. So you're supposed to be impressed how compact they got it. Big deal. All right. IKEA didn't pay me for that, but I think it was a pretty good mattress ad. So if you should tell IKEA, hey, advertise on the show. People were very upset by that Pepsi ad yesterday with Kendall Jenner given the protest and the... I mean, it's a dumb ad, but I don't know why we would look to a Pepsi ad for to make sense. I guess it was fun to make fun of. Everybody's having... But poor Kendall Jenner. She seems nice. One time I was in Los Angeles, I went to the mall, the Grove. It's like a mall, but it's outside because it's L.A. and the weather's nice. So it's all outside. And Kendall Jenner, I want to say Khloe Kardashian, and the mom, whoever that is, Mama Jenner, they were all at the Grove on a stage promoting some type of jeans, something jeans, you know, American jeans. So I forget what it was, something like that. And they all seemed very nice, and they all seemed to like jeans. So feel bad that she is getting but she just did the commercial they told her to do. And I mean, it's I watched the commercial. I was like, yeah, it's pretty fucking weird. But I don't know why. I didn't know why it got it just. Well, once a certain amount of people start shitting on something, then it's just fun to pile on. And that's when, and then after a while, I just feel bad for whatever's getting piled on. You know, like when Nickelback or like Guy Fieri, right? I thought he was stupid and annoying because of his shirts and his Oakley glasses on the back of his head or whatever. Which is a big deal. A lot of people like to put their glasses, but it's actually not a bad idea because you put them up, you want them off your eyes inside. You know what? He would be more of a jerk if he left them on inside and didn't put them on the back of his head. But people make fun of Guy Fieri because he's just doing what he thinks is cool. And then I'm like, hey, what did Guy Fieri do to you, motherfuckers? What did Nickelback do to you, motherfucker? People hate Nickelback for no reason. Not that I don't enjoy the music of Nickelback. So what? Don't have to make fun of them. A bunch of people enjoy it. What's wrong with that? Are they supposed to feel bad? Or Guy Fieri, speaking of Guy Fieri, they got their buddies Smash Mouth. You know, they had some hits in the 90s, and then people make fun of them now. That's, I think, was Nickelback 90s? Or they just sound 90s? I think 90s bands, they catch a lot of shit. Linkin Park. People make fun of Linkin Park. I used to love Linkin Park. I always thought I was going to like that shit, but I don't. Okay. And a quick check of the news. I like to see. The good thing about waking up at noon is that some stuff's already gone on. You don't wake up, you know, there's some new news you didn't know about. So let's see. this is Apple News. I use that because it gives like a little cross section of everything, you know. Ivanka Trump, no thanks. Carbon dioxide levels could reach their highest point in 50 million years by end of the century. That does not sound like good news. I might go back to that, even though it's not happy news. At least it's not political. It shouldn't be political. It is political, I guess, and people don't believe in any of that shit. Barry Manilow reveals why he didn't come out for decades. I thought I would disappoint fans. Barry Manilow is gay. I didn't know that. Good for you, Barry. So you wouldn't have disappointed me. I'm not a fan, but it's a bummer. I guess he sang a lot of love songs and shit, and a long time ago. So 73 years old. When did he come out? Did he just come out at 73? He's probably out there fucking the whole time, though. Let's hope so. That makes me sad. When somebody like comes out and they weren't able to, like they just didn't do anything, and they're like, they got married to a woman or something, and they just fought their what they really wanted to do like their whole life, and then like in their 50s they finally get to just fuck who they want to fuck, and then it's probably like the best sex that you could have. Not having the sex you want to have till you're like 50, but then you're like, oh man, I missed a bunch of years of doing that. And I feel bad about that realization. Did your kid make an Amazon? Okay, I don't care. I don't have any kids. Steve Bannon, Chelsea Clinton leaves door open. She's not going to run for president. Get the fuck out of here. Although I make proclamations like that and proven wrong all the time, so maybe she is. That would be weird. I think we have to stop with the Bushes and Clintons in politics. I think we gotta be done with them. We gotta move on. There's like that one Bush kid, I think he's Jeb's son, who's like he's young, handsome, half Latino kid. Not kid, he's a man. But I haven't seen him in a long time. He was like, he showed up for a little while during like second George Bush election. But we're done with them. We're done with that family. And I think we're done with the. If Hillary came back, I'd vote for her maybe. But Chelsea, I don't know. Unless she had a bunch of good ideas, and she won the primary, which I just went back on everything I said. But I realized once I said, "Oh, that shit ain't gonna happen," I just made it more possible. So I'm being open. Apple Pay promised to make plastic obsolete. Thank you. Okay. People don't understand how you use Apple Pay. It seems pretty simple. I use it. Yeah, why would that be a problem? Why would that confuse where he shot? I can understand not wanting to use. I get. All right. I'm not going to get into a conversation about that with myself. Where are we at? 14 minutes? Okay. So. And then a bunch of stuff going on in the Middle East. And let's get out of there. Apple News is not really. It's actually too much of a cross-section of shit. You know? It's like to. It's not good for my podcasting purposes, I think. I think CNN might work better. I'm just going to be my criticism. I'm going to go do a review on Apple News as an app, and I'll say it's really not good for podcasting purposes. Yeah, somebody left a shitty review of This Week in Jackin' because of the audio levels. It's really, I think it's just one dude who's like obsessed with it. And who I've banned from that show and this show. So I hope he, I hope he's not listening. Because you've been banned. I don't understand people that write shitty reviews of anything. I guess, I don't know, I guess an app maybe you write a shitty review if they were like, doesn't work. But of a podcast, because you don't like the fucking sound levels, Jesus fucking Christ. Says it's a positive review, but then it's a one star. So fuck you. Oh, it's great, but the sound level, I don't like the sound levels, and I have to, it's a, I don't give a shit. Get better headphones, motherfucker. And I do give a shit. You email me. I give everybody my fucking email. That's easy enough to do. Just email me, and I email you back. It's not like I don't. I've any email I've gotten from a stranger has been returned, as far as I can, unless I've gotten something wacky, weird shit or something. I won't return like a psycho email, but any like reasonable. I'll return a boring email. I'll return a shitty email. I'll return a, not just, just not something that's fucking psycho. But I don't think I've ever gotten one that was like somebody like threatened me or something. I've never been threatened. That's why I still give out my email. As soon as I get threatened, that stops. Email changes. That Chris at ChrisLaker.com no longer works, and I'm using some weird fucking AOL email or something. But right now, Chris at ChrisLaker.com, if you have any questions or concerns, I'm available. Or if you want to be a guest, you want to call in, like Mortimer. Kevin's going to call in on Friday. Kevin, who's he's been a listener for a while, from before this show. He's going to be, he'll be on, and you can be on. If you want, just email me, Chris at ChrisLaker.com, or tweet at me. Make it public. But if you don't want to be public, you can email me. But if you have, like, something fun for the show, you could tweet at me. Whatever you want to do. At Chris Laker. It's very simple. Everything's my name. I never tried to get too... Well, I have the one fun email, the suck my dick at everyonecansuckmydick.com. But that just goes to the same place as everything else. It's not like I get a special mailbox for that one. It just goes into the Chris at ChrisLaker.com, which is a Gmail. It's like set up like Gmail through their like whatever system. So it still looks like real email. It's not like I'm using Outlook. I don't know if you, for some reason you wanted to picture what my email looked like. It just looks like Gmail. I don't want to, Outlook is the, is gross. Or any of those apps, like the like a full email application. It just makes me feel like I'm working in an office again, and I don't like it. All right, 19 minutes, we did that. That's good enough. This show, this episode was not, it's all right. I don't even remember what we talked about, but it was all right. I think we didn't really get anything done. Nothing was accomplished, but nothing ever is. Nothing's ever accomplished, right? You could skip this one; won't hurt you. But if you're at this point, you didn't skip it. You listened to the whole thing, and I appreciate it. I'm not like encouraging people to skip. I just do it because I don't want people to feel like overwhelmed by the amount of podcasts there is. Although it's no more. If you put it all together into one piece, it's no more than some other shows that are like a Joe. But Joe Rogan talks to people and he has entertaining guests. But still, my lack of entertainment doesn't mean I should be shorter, does it? It's as long as you want to make. I mean, that's the whole point of podcasts, is that you can, anybody can do it, and here you go. I'm anybody. You could do it too. If any of you have podcasts, tweet at me what your podcast is, and I'll listen to it. I mean, just out of the people that are listening right now, I can't keep that going forever. But I feel like it's just, you know, there's like enough people listening that there's some people with podcasts, but not so many people listening that it would be an overwhelming amount of podcasts. But there's got to be a few. So tweet at me what your podcast is, and I will listen to it. And then I'll say something nice about it, even if I don't like it. How about that? I might not listen every week or every episode or whatever, but I'll, you know, you don't have to listen to every episode of this. All right. So that's a thing to do. Leave a review on my album, Moments of Greatness, on iTunes, please. It would be very helpful. No, not helpful. I don't know. It would make me feel good. And you know what? Just listen to it. Just listen to it. And if you like it, tell other people to listen to it. Tweet about it. And tell people to listen to this show if you think they'll get it. But not if you think they're going to be fucking dicks about it and not get it. Not everybody's going to get this show. The show's not for everybody. You're a special person. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow. We love you.